Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a snowy Marks and Reese show. I don't think there's going to be any accumulation of the snows, but if you're out there driving, be careful. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese on a What Up, Ike?
Happy Wednesday there, Johnny Marks. What's up, brother?
I almost forgot. Because I was saying today, I'm like, yeah, Joe Giglio. So, Joe Giglio was on, so that means Howard's on Tuesday night, and he'll be on with Rob Ellis, who's on tonight. Like, no, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's a Monday night game.
Today's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday today.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday on a day where I feel like Carson Wentz turned the corner, and a lot of people, I think, are thinking that Carson turned the corner there. We'll see what happens coming up this week. I wanted to start with this. Let me throw this at you. Because now, what is it? It's Wednesday. The game's on Sunday. Eagles fans are going to go. It's going to be crazy this week. By the time the game starts on Saturday, I mean, really, there's a 0% chance I'm picking the Cowboys to beat the Eagles. I'll just put it out there right now. Even if I believed it, I wouldn't put that karma out there to where I don't even want to pick the game.
Well, we appreciate that.
I'm not coming out and saying it's the biggest lock in the world. I'm not saying anything. I'm staying away from it. I don't want to be blamed. I don't want to add to bad karma or stuff like that. But I was kind of searching for what people were saying about the Eagles nationally, and there's somebody from the Washington Post that wrote something, someone from the USA Today, but I was like, do people think that this team has a chance? And for the most part, everybody's kind of just hedging, being like, well, you know, we'll see, and the Cowboys have the lead. They're not really focused on the Eagles right now like we are here.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody in the Washington Post wrote the following. And I thought it was a really interesting way to kind of sum up what the Eagles were last year. And he says the case for the Eagles remains faith-based. To believe they can become a dangerous playoff threat, you have to believe they can recapture the magic carpet ride of last season. The problem is that may be possible. And the only way this team was going to win their first Super Bowl was in I figured out how you build a team and you win a Super Bowl, and then you find out that it's not always like that, and you win with a backup quarterback who beats Tom Brady. But that really was a magic carpet ride last year, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was just something. It was unique and special. And you know what? Didn't you feel it during the ride? Didn't you feel? And then Nick had to come in and be the starter. But didn't it feel like it was something special was going on?
Yeah, I mean, you get to this point of the season last year, and it certainly felt like it had yet the chance to be a special season. I don't know if anybody was certainly locking it in as the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, but I think people felt the Eagles at this point in the season, Carson not injured yet, had a good chance to go to the Super Bowl. And we were sort of looking at trying to get a home field advantage. It was the whole thing with the Rams and Minnesota, and we didn't want to have to go to Minnesota to play. So we certainly thought the Eagles were a good football team and felt like it could be a special season, but it was a lot of unknown also at that time. And that's why I think this year is different, and I get the benefit of looking at the past and looking at what they've done already and applying it to this season. I get that benefit. They get that benefit having just won the Super Bowl. This isn't the Cowboys trying to draw on 94 and 95. Something they did 25 years ago where there is no semblance of the team organization even in place right now that would indicate the Cowboys are going to do anything. But when I look at the Eagles, I can at least draw back to a year ago. To a year ago where you have a lot of the same principles involved with this football team. And if I say to myself, yeah, it looks like they're turning the corner and they can go on a run and I feel like it can happen. Well, that's the reason why. That's the reason why I feel that way. And listen, they got to get through Sunday's game, but would it surprise me? Would it surprise me if the Eagles, I'm not going to say they're going back to the Super Bowl. Now, that was me in the beginning of the year before I got a chance to actually watch them play.
Right, right.
So I'm not telling you that they look like a Super Bowl team right now. But as I look at the NFC, Would I be shocked if the Eagles found themselves in an NFC championship game in New Orleans or in L.A.? I wouldn't be shocked by that. I would not be shocked by that, only because the Rams and the Saints are really the only two teams that I see are clearly better than the Eagles. Now, there are some teams that got off to a hotter start than the Eagles, and they get the benefit of the wins they put in the bag early going down the stretch. I can look at the standings and say it's not that big of a gap between the teams in the NFC.
But
look at the standings and see that, even with the Bears being what they are. They're 8-4.
Wow.
Is anybody afraid of the Bears outside of Chicago?
No, of course not. With where the Eagles are right now, Ike, so what you're saying is that they're going to be favored most likely if they have a home playoff game. If they win the division, they're going to be favored in that first game, right?
Yes.
So what you're saying is to make the NFC Championship game, they would more or less have to beat either New Orleans
or
the Rams.
Yep.
And I guess when you put it like that, I mean, is that really – I mean, I'll say this. I'd be shocked if they were in the NFC Championship game. But when you break it down like that, it makes it seem a little more tangible, more possible.
Well, here's the thing about the Saints game.
Yeah.
Two things you learned over the last 2 weeks. The Eagles decided to give the Saints that game without even putting forth any true effort. So I don't really know how big of a gap there is between the Saints and the Eagles. On that day, yeah, it was a 41-point gap.
That's not what it really is.
Exactly, because only one team showed up and played in that game. And then if you've had the opportunity to see a blueprint of at least how to slow down the Saints from the Dallas Cowboys, and then thirdly and most importantly, you've already played them once. It'll be your second crack at them. So it wouldn't be the first time. It would be your second crack at them.
It wouldn't be the first time that, if you remember the Eagles 2008, they crushed the Cardinals during the regular season, and everybody went into that game.
Didn't realize the Cardinals had a chance to learn things that the Eagles did in that first game. Eagles, with a blowout win, of course they're not going to change up much of the game plan. You scored 40-some points on them. How much are you going to change up? Mm-hmm. Well, the Cardinals made adjustments. So I got to believe the Eagles will be able to make adjustments. You'll be looking at a team that's a much healthier team at that time. Who knows how many of their players they'll have back on defense at full strength. You're looking at Golden Tate being in the offense at that point 9 weeks. That's why I love the matchup this week. The Cowboys got to see Golden Tate in this offense in week one.
Right.
It'll be week five now that Golden Tate's been in this offense come Sunday. It's much different.
Looked much different last
week. And when we dive into the numbers, whether it's today or the rest of this week, I just go back to that first game. I go back to that first game, this vaunted Dallas Cowboy defense that's reminding everybody of the 85 Bears. Mm-hmm. You know, they got Mike Singletary and Wilbur Marshall playing linebacker right now, right, with Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith. We talk about this defense and how great it is.
Yep.
Eagles put up over 400 yards on that defense. Carson Wentz threw for 350 on that defense. And that's with the mistakes he made in the game. Carson Wentz threw for 350 on that defense. So as great as that defense is, and everybody believes, coming off that Saints game, when the Eagles got a chance to see them the first time, they put up over 400 yards on them. And Carson threw for 350. And if you think back to that game, the two real mistakes in that game was obviously the interception of Van Der Esch, where you gave Dallas points.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
And the touchdown you gave up before the half.
Huge swing.
The touchdown you gave up before the half.
Huge swing.
That's
right.
Really the difference in the game when you think back to the Cowboy game. Look into the numbers, and the Eagles can get off the field on third down. Cowboys was 50% on third down. Eagles converted, I think, 4 of 10 on third down. So, like, the gap between these teams, however, whatever you may think of the Cowboys, is very minimal. It's very minimal. And it's the second time around that they're going to play them. And the Eagles know they had success against them.
I love the Eagles this week. Love the Eagles this week. Shorter line. Cowboys feeling really good about themselves. On a team, Ike, you know what? Really not all that talented.
No, they don't know how to deal with success. What success has that team had? other than blowing a 13-3 record by losing at home.
I mean, honestly,
in the first playoff game 2 years ago,
isn't the Cowboys' MO to kind of blow it, right? Like, isn't this where you would start to blow it? This isn't a different team. This isn't a different organization. This isn't a different head coach. So I'm in on the Cowboys, and we're going to get into it, because listen, it's already Wednesday and the game's on Sunday, so it's Dallas week. We're already in it. But I guess that if I ask it like this, to believe that the Eagles become a dangerous playoff threat, you have to believe they can recapture the magic carpet ride of last season. Dangerous playoff threat? I think the Eagles can make the playoffs. I do. I think they can win this division. I'm feeling much better about that. But a dangerous playoff threat is where it kind of loses me. Because I don't feel like that this... Now, will I feel differently if they win the remaining games and they get in the playoffs? Yeah, sure I will. But as I'm sitting here right now, I still... It doesn't feel like it's the magic carpet ride of last season. To where you can't put your finger on exactly what it was. It was just special.
Well, okay, don't worry. When they start to put together these wins, it'll get to that feeling for you. Some of us just see it coming.
I'll jump on it right now.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well, I'll jump on it then. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Forget about if you think this is a playoff team. Do you think the Eagles can turn themselves into a dangerous playoff team? A team where you're like, they can go to the Super Bowl from the wild card. They got a chance. You said that you'd be shocked. Wouldn't be shocked if they were in the NFC Championship game.
Yes, I wouldn't be. Now, would they be able to go to New Orleans to win the NFC Championship game?
Unless another team knocked them off.
Unless somebody else knocked them off in that round. Yeah.
Look what it took last year for the Eagles to win a Super Bowl. Who knows?
It happens, man. One game scenarios. They happen.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. On a Wednesday, Mike Florio coming up 3:30, our insider from ProFootballTalk.com. And we have a lot of other stuff to talk about. We got Phillies. We got 76er game tonight, man.
Ooh, big game. Big game on the hardwood tonight up in Toronto. The North. We the North.
And Sixers owe them payback.
Yeah.
Big time.
I don't see it happening tonight, but I'm excited for the game.
Come on, man.
Well,
come
I'm
on,
just
man.
Being honest.
See that? See, when I'm honest with stuff, I'm taking your fan card, Marks.
Well, if this were the playoffs, I would lie to everybody and lie to myself and say the Sixers are going to win it. But in a regular season on a Wednesday night, Toronto coming off of a loss.
If you played for the Sixers, they'd be 82-0. I know that.
Exactly. You're right about that. I'm excited for the game tonight, though. I still want to see it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I'm excited for the game tonight.
Can't wait.
They didn't play him with Jimmy Butler the last time. So, yeah, I want to see the matchup. I want to see it.
Also, we have a great Army-Navy package for you for a prize today. We'll tell you how we're doing that coming up next. But do the Eagles, and just remember, they won, and Carson looked impressive, but they were still kind of – the game was still kind of in the fourth quarter. You know what was going to happen. And Mark Sanchez was their quarterback.
Who didn't know what was going to happen?
Well, I mean, I felt good about it, but the game wasn't put away. like that, it was the most impressive win in the world. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.